When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the show. Final hour. It's Bish and EB. The holiday vacay schedules have started, so it's just the two of us all week. And you're listening to us, of course, on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and on Monumental Sports Network. You're watching us, all presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. It is a Victory Monday, all brought to you by Chenego Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit CareersWithMIOS.com. 800-636-1067 is the number. Before we take a sneak peek at the Eagle game, we'll also kind of break down what the Eagles did to the Steelers yesterday, because they did dominate them. The game wasn't as close as the score. But let's take a call from...
Let's go, Leroy. Leroy's been on hold for a long time. Leroy, what's up, buddy? Hey, sorry we didn't get to you.
All right. No problem, gentlemen. How y'all doing this morning?
Going great.
Thanks for calling.
All right. I think that this team plays flat when they don't play on a consistent basis.
I mean,
when we didn't play against, we didn't play Dallas. Our starters at the beginning of the year against the Buccaneers, we came out flat.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our games that we played where we lost to the Eagles as well as the Cowboys, we had little mini buys and stuff like that, and we came out flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our bye week this week pass, and we came out in this game flat. So I think this team is young, and they need to play.
I mean, they were up 17-0. It wasn't like they were, you know.
They did have a commanding lead, 17-zippy.
Yeah, but at a time, we just basically went into a sleep mode for a little while, and that's how the Saints were able to come back in that game.
Yeah, well, you got to give them a little credit. I mean, Rattler came in and gave them a spark. I thought defensively.
The coach was smart to do that, to give his offense,
Yeah, because if you think about it, Leroy. Right,
thank you, buddy.
Joe Witt and the defensive staff were all kind of game planning for Jake Haener all week, and then you throw in Rattler there in the second half. You know, he does some things that Haener can't do. So that might have had something to do with it. But they were running a lot of plays, killing a lot of time. That's why they had such a difference in the time of possession. But they just weren't scoring touchdowns in the second half.
And I really want you to look at the possessions down the stretch. Somebody watch that. Rewatch that fourth quarter, and you'll see there are times where Jaden could run off more clock. We're clearly in a mode where we're just trying to get the W at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And he's snapping the ball with, you know, I think one time there was like 13, 14 seconds left. And I'm like, dude, just take
burn
your time.
It a little bit. Yeah,
I mean, I know it's a fine line, but just burn the clock. I think, and then we could have taken the air out of the football a little bit. Joe Witt talked about it, though, last week, and I'll be curious if they ask him again this week. They, defensively, you know, they've done a pretty good job at the end of the day improving this year, and Lattimore's been a huge improvement. But they do pretty well at the beginning of the games. They're falling apart in the second half.
Yeah, I agree.
And in the fourth quarter. And I think you can look at the numbers, and they bear that out, like points. Mm-hmm. Points-wise, the number of points they're giving up in the first quarter compared to the fourth quarter, I mean, dramatically different.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if that's just a depth issue. I don't know what that is.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with, on the offensive side, when they get the ball in the first half, they are sustaining drives. Mm-hmm. You know, yesterday they were sustaining drives in those first couple possessions and then scoring touchdowns, and they just burn a lot of clock, so New Orleans just didn't have the ball. So maybe that has something to do with it. And in the second half, they were doing that to some extent, but they were kicking field goals, and then they had the missed field goal. So giving the ball back to the Saints at basically midfield didn't help. But again, it's a win.
It's a win. And they should have the boys' attention this week, I would think. Because they got a tough challenge against Philly. Now, in some ways, it's almost like – I almost look at this game as like a free roll.
Yeah, because no one really expects them to win the game.
Why are you laughing at me? I almost look at it. Did you bet I was going to say that or something?
No, it's been mentioned.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of is. I think the Eagles are favored. They should be favored.
Well, Valdez, he just had this theory earlier that whenever the Commanders play a tough game, everyone always
it goes back to
it doesn't matter.
We're ahead of schedule.
Ahead of schedule, yeah.
But
I mean, it's true.
But other games, the chest gets puffed out because you are 9-5.
Well, I mean, listen.
Well, they're 9-5, but they haven't beaten one team besides Arizona that has a shot at the playoffs.
Yes. No, I know, so, and that's when it gets to the we're ahead of schedule.
Hey, but you can't take shots at us. You were telling me 6 weeks ago we're a very good team. You were saying that. Now you're turning on us.
Well, I'm just saying that that's the mentality you should have.
It's not about the team.
It's not about the team.
It's your mindset.
I think we're underdogs against the Eagles, and I think we are kind of free rolling.
You know, but just because you're an underdog doesn't mean you need to revert back to the we're ahead of schedule phase. That's all.
Well, I mean,
no, I mean, think people just look at the game, guard. This is going to be one of our toughest games because the Eagles need this game too. I mean, even though the Eagles have already clinched the division, yeah. they need this game if they want the number one seed. But
look, I just
think it's just a massive game. On both sides, because, like I said, Philly needs it, but Washington needs to stay ahead of those other teams. Do I expect Philly to win? Yeah. Philly's got ridiculous weapons.
Better.
Philadelphia kicked Pittsburgh's ass yesterday. All right? I know it's a 14-point win. They basically won that game by 4 touchdowns because they dominated them. They had 26 first downs to 10 for Pittsburgh. Time of possession, they killed them. Hurts probably had his best game. Pittsburgh had no business being in the stadium. That's how good Philadelphia was yesterday.
Yeah. But listen, I still think we can win, and I actually think that the best thing that happened for us was squeaking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they'll have 100% of our attention. But I think they're a better football team. What's wrong with that?
Of course
they are. What's wrong with saying that?
No, there's, you shouldn't think they are a better football team.
Yeah.
Philadelphia has won 10 straight games, people.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. They're better. But doesn't mean Washington can't pull an upset. It happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Philly's a 14-point favorite. It's 3.5.
Yeah. And listen, I'm puffing my chest about being 9-5 because we haven't been 9-5 since 1993. I mean, you got to let me have it. You know, we haven't been 9-5 since 1993. Now, I still don't think that this team's built to, you know, is ready to, like, win a bunch of games in the playoffs. But it'd be great to get there and see. And you never know what's going to happen. You got to get there.
Of course.
Yeah.
It would be awesome to preview, a playoff game against, you know, Philly or against Detroit or whoever they would play.
Right.
It would be awesome.
And when you look at what like Jalen is doing, I didn't realize he has 14 rushing touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's unbelievable. I know a lot of that's like push.
I'm guessing 10 of them are tush pushes.
Yeah, I know. But still, I mean, he's a big part of that.
But think about this.
Strong legs.
Hurts, now, Hurts has a broken finger on his left hand, and he's saying that is affecting him. But, mm-hmm. He obviously didn't miss any practice time. He's the fifth quarterback since 1950. Think about this. He's the fifth quarterback since 1950 to have three winning streaks of 10-plus games in a career. The only other quarterbacks to do that, Mahomes, Brady, Peyton, and Elway.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive.
No, he's a special kid, and he's been a leader his entire career.
Now, there are a lot of times just watching him in the last few weeks where he's holding the ball a little bit too long. He's not finding his guys, and that's where the griping started with A.J. Brown. Now, luckily, he's got Barkley he can lean on, and Barkley didn't have to be a factor yesterday, but they leaned on A.J. and they leaned on Devontae. But there's a lot of times where he just kind of sits back there and he holds the ball a little too long. He's got guys open, but he holds the ball and then he throws it out of bounds. But yesterday, he was on point.
Mm-hmm. He's having a great year. You actually look at his numbers. They're fairly similar. The big difference is what he's doing is in terms of getting in the end zone with his legs. But they're very similar to Jalen. They're like neck and neck numbers-wise, like completion percentage, touchdowns, interceptions. I mean, yardage, they're all very similar.
Yeah.
He's just really capitalizing with that tush push and those strong ass legs that have 14 rushing touchdowns. And what Saquon is doing for them is just been, that's like a game changer.
Correct.
For them.
I mean, think about that. 14, he's probably going to end the season with, let's call it 17 rushing touchdowns. I'll give him one a game
mm-hmm.
for the rest of the way.
And he'll probably have 20-some passing.
Yeah, I mean,
he'll probably have 22 or more passing. I mean, you're talking about 40 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He's having an incredible season.
He's having a really good year. Now, they played down to some of their opponents. They did against Carolina, right? They probably should have lost that game because the receiver dropped the ball at the end of that game. And if they catch that, he probably scores a touchdown and they possibly win that game. But, you know, they've beaten some really good teams in this 10-game stretch. I mean,
but I'll tell you
they beat the Rams out there. They beat Baltimore at Baltimore. Obviously beating Pittsburgh yesterday, dominating them. It's a really good win. So, look, 10 wins in a row is ridiculous in the NFL.
Yeah,
shouldn't be that easy.
When they had the first go-around against us, remind me, I want to look, when they won 26-18, did A.J. go off? Not really. He was somewhat. He had 8 targets.
No,
he had 5
Barkley.
Catches.
It was Barkley who went off.
Barkley had 146, and then he had another 50 rushing.
Correct.
But now you're going to put 8. Now, you know, Lattimore on AJ, that's going to make it even more difficult for him. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be tough.
I think, you know.
So maybe they'll have to go more to Devontae or they'll lean on Barkley a little bit more. I mean, Barkley's going to have another good game.
Well, maybe he's nicked up, though.
Well, okay, we'll see where he is.
Because he's off his pace. I think for Barkley to have that sort of record-setting pace or whatever that pace was, he needed about $130 or something like that against Pittsburgh, and he only had like 60-something.
Yeah, well, he was out for pretty much the entire second quarter.
Right.
But he had 124 last week against Carolina. He's
averaging 120 a game.
Yeah, he's averaging 6 yards a carry. So we'll see where he is.
Offensively, we're both about the same. Both teams averaging around 28 points per game. Defensively, they're a little better, though. I think they're only giving up 16 or 17, right? I thought I saw that. Let me see where I have that.
The points against?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Defensively, they're a little bit better. But again, I do think the Lattimore addition is going to really start to pay some dividends here down the stretch. But
I'll tell you what, one of their best draft picks maybe in the last 5 years is Cooper DeJean from Iowa, the mm-hmm, safety. Mm-hmm. He is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he's a great athlete.
He's so good. And he can cover a bunch of different guys. And he's great against the run. I mean, he's just a really good player.
Right. We need to get healthy. We need to find a way to get Ertz in and out of that protocol. We need to get Chin in and out of that protocol. Mm-hmm. We need to get Biotish back and, you know, just have to play a cleaner game penalty-wise because I think that's what really, really hurt us yesterday beyond some of the drops and the near misses. You know, those 9 penalties and 8 sacks. I mean, that right there is the difference between, like, a 1-point game and, like, a 20-point game.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with that.
Which is what it could have been.
I mean, the 9 penalties, I would say 3 of them probably were bad calls. But, I mean, most of them, I mean, those holding calls were legit.
Mm-hmm.
The defensive holding was legit. And so I just think that you've got to play like an A-plus game to beat the Eagles. And the fact that this game means a lot to Philly is going to be very difficult. But the NFL is unpredictable, and if you play a great game, you can finally, you know, beat them. I just would say this: when you, even if they lose to Philly and you're 9-6, you're still kind of in control of your own destiny, in my opinion, because of, you know, the Seahawks are without their quarterback. We'll see what happens with Geno. You've already beaten Arizona. I'm going to give the Rams, especially if Geno's going to miss a couple weeks, I'm going to give the Rams that division, so they're out of the picture. And then you play Atlanta, and Atlanta has lost four straight. So I think things are still going well, even if they lose to Philly, because you can beat Atlanta, and then if you have to beat Dallas, beat them, and you're in. This isn't a must win.
No,
yesterday was a must win.
No, somebody said, you know, Stoner sent me the basically, with the Seattle loss, a combination of one Washington win and one Atlanta loss, next three games clinches a spot. There's a small stipulation, and this is where it gets weird. There's less than 1% chance, but if Seattle and the Rams both go 2-0 and their Week 18 game ends in a tie and we only win one more, then it would knock us out. But all that right, would
but
take
the chances of them ending in a tie is almost zero.
Yeah, they're not going to end in a tie, and you know both those teams have to go 2-0, which, you know, probably unlikely.
And then Seattle has to host Minnesota next week, and the Rams have to go to the Jets. Now the Jets put up some points yesterday, but it was against a bad team. And then Atlanta, we've already talked about Atlanta. They play Vegas tonight, and they play the Giants next week. Okay, two bad teams, but Atlanta's been playing bad football, so we'll see. But the Eagle game is not a must-win. The Atlanta game would be a must-win, depending on what happens to the rest of the league.
So we gotta cut down the penalties. We gotta figure out the protection things. Jaden gotta get the ball a little quicker. You know, connect on McLaurin a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get a little healthier. I love what they're doing. I see some positive things. I thought Crowder was a big addition. I thought McCaffrey actually helped on some of those kickoff returns.
Yeah.
I was encouraged about that. We got to get our kicker situation figured out.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
McCaffrey had one really good return on the kick.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, he can move a little bit.
I love how
I would love for them to use him a little bit more in the pass game.
I don't understand why they're
I don't
not.
Know why. Maybe now they will.
But. We got to get B-Rob going again. Get that running game going.
Yep.
And then I think we'll put up a good fight. I don't think it's going to be some sort of a blowout or anything. I just think, you know, you got to give the Eagles the edge, but I think we'll give them a good fight.
Yep. All right, we'll see. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on The Commanders getting that big win yesterday down in New Orleans, 20-19. When we come back, we'll divert a little bit. If you want, we'll go EP. If not, we'll take some more calls. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. 1067 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.